That shit out, dog.
3,000 animals were rescued last year. I can't handle this.
Can't take it off, please, please.
You can't even. Oh god, I gotta.
I'm not even looking at it. I think I'm just gonna start to cry, man.
Dude, this is horrible. I used to have my college crush was on Sarah McLachlan, and like it's like when this song comes out, this puppy right now.
Oh man. I want to move to a part of the world where they don't show that commercial.
Oh, God, dude. Don't. You're lucky you're not watching this.
Yeah. Take that shit off, dog.
I'm done, dude.
Hi, I'm Sarah McLachlan.
Finally, Sarah McLachlan.
Will you be an angel?
No! Oh, all right, I'm done, dude.
Are you sure?
There
goes our chance to be on PETA.
You know what? I made myself watch this.
You got through the whole thing?
Right now. I didn't get through. I'm talking about right now.
Oh, okay.
I never get through the whole thing.
I never seen Sarah McLachlan on there.
I was curious.
Seriously. And still to this day, I heard her.
You don't even know what she looks like.
I don't know what she looks like. I've never seen her in my life.
Dude, well, I don't blame you. The only reason, like I said, I used to have a crush on her in college.
Now just want to crush her?
Now I just crush a lot. Dude, now I can't even, like, get through that video. I was, like, forcing myself.
Do you think... Hey, hi, by the way.
Fonzo, hey, Walter and Fonzo show, Walter the Fonzo. Pilot number 15.
He threw us a curveball right there, man.
I hope that you guys didn't change the channel like we do when this thing comes on. We're going to talk about this because this is related to New Year's. By the way, everyone,
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Pilot 15, 2014.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
All right. Big things. Good, man. Hey, Fonz, welcome aboard again.
Cheers again.
One more. First show of the year, baby.
Let's do this.
Yeah.
Let's rock this motherfucker out.
All right. So...
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
All right. Oh, dude, what's up, man? Happy New Year. Did you do anything fun?
Part of this intro, that's what led me
That must have ruined your New Year right there.
You know what? I didn't do much. I went to dinner at my brother's house because his brother's wife had family over from out of town.
Sweet.
Then I went to dinner to my mom's house again. And then because my mom had her family from out of town, then... Because we're far away from home, we drove back, and you know, it's always scary to drive after midnight, you know. So we kind of left at 11 to be here by 11:30, and I was like, you know, I'm not partying, I'm not throwing up on Robin's dress, I'm not like, you know, I'm being chill. So
you guys, right. You started the New Year's right.
Well,
your wife's not mad at you.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely not mad. But,
awesome.
You know, it's kind of like, man, the old Walt used to rock out, you know, just out of control everywhere all the time. I celebrated every hour of New Year's around the world, you know. So I was with the shot. And I was kind of bummed. And so, but we made it home. We made it home at 11:30. And I'm like, hey, you know what, huh? Let's watch the New Year's Eve ball, you know.
I've never seen it before.
I know it's not Dick Clark. I've never seen it before. This ain't Dick Clark. Carson Daly. But then it goes into that. So I'm already bummed, or maybe, that commercial came out on my TV before the ball hit, before it was 2014.
Can you imagine those people that, like, are at their house by themselves and feel sad because they don't have nobody with them to watch, like, the New Year's or do that New Year's kiss, and then that commercial comes on?
Oh, gosh. Seattle.
I think the suicide rate just went
up. Why would this come out? Why would this come out on any channel where I was watching? We're like 20, 15 minutes before the end of the year. Da 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 da. in the arms of an angel. It was like, why? Like, it was like, I popped bubbly and I was like, this is a chill night. And then it's all of a sudden like
10, 9.
What, dude? Like, okay, I get it. Which led me to another question. Does this work? Because I feel no one gets to the end of this channel.
I never saw Sarah McLachlan, so it doesn't work for
like,
me.
Like, I get it. Okay, look, I'm not trying to bash, like dude, there dogs? Are, rescued. There needs to be animals, and sometimes they're rescued. I have a pet who is a rescue dog. I have one. Not because of this commercial. Like, who gets through the whole thing and says, like, dude, all right, I'm going to pick up the phone? Like, I don't, like, I feel like, do you change the channel? How far do you get?
I've told you, I've never seen Sarah McLachlan.
Do you get to In the Eyes of an Angel?
I know.
Do you never
know? If I see the dog on there, the first one, I just change it.
You've never known whose eyes they're talking about.
I didn't know it was an angel.
It was an angel. So you never even got that. That's the way I feel everyone has this about this commercial.
Do you think she regrets putting that commercial, I mean, that song with that commercial? You think, like, you know, it's like...
Like, no one buys that track now?
No, on iTunes, it's like the last one, you know?
If there's someone that is, please call or Facebook the show or whatever, because I don't know anyone. I don't know no one, dude. But so that was my New Year's.
let's get back on this. Let's get a little happy right here.
Let's get a little happy. All right, we're gonna reopen. We're going to reopen the show, right?
Reopen the show with the bottle. You ready?
Yeah. There we go. All right. Here we go. A new 2014. Oh, that sounds beautiful. I think our livers would be better equipped if we just did the show with pouring it in a cup than downing it. Sounds amazing.
Did, right?
Samuel Smith's Old Brewery Tadcaster Oatmeal Stout.
God damn, that's a mouthful.
Product of England. Sounds like something the Mad Hatter would drink. here we go. First one of the year. Ah, beautiful. Great. Now I got a Budweiser and Samuel Smith's Old Brewery Tadcaster, the celebrated oatmeal stout in one hand and the other.
It's really good.
Yeah, it is.
It is really good.
So, you know, there's my New Year's. What'd you do for New Year's?
Dude, we done switched it up because normally I do what you do, just hang out at home and just watch TV and just Happy New Year or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
But Evelyn got the Living Social deal where it was like for a nightclub, $30. $30 for a nightclub in Hollywood.
You can't do that anymore.
No, you can't. So it's called Cashmere. It's like on Hollywood and off of like a block away from Hollywood and Vine.
Nice.
So it's like in the middle of everything. We didn't have a hard time finding parking. Got in real quick. It was funny because there's a line for VIP and there was no line for regular. And we got in first. So I don't know why the people from VIP were still in line. They could have just jumped over to their other one and get let in.
Yeah.
So then some.
I'll tell you why. Because it's not VIP.
Yeah, well, I got to be VIP. So we didn't pay VIP. We didn't get no bottle service or anything like that. And we got there before everybody else. And it's like, dude, why don't you just jump over, get inside, get your VIP stuff later, and you're in the club.
Right.
It was fun. It's just that the DJs play the same effing songs over and over again. It's like EDC. It's like, you know, Electric Daisy Carnival. It's like, all right, cool, new DJ, you know, thinking where it's going to switch up.
And weren't you in Vegas for that, by the way?
No comment.
But so what, is that what the music was? Yeah. Like trance or like house?
So jumping up and down and just like, you know. So before that, I didn't want to spend a lot of money at the club with drinks. So I had a bottle of Jameson, just drinking that before at the house.
Oh, got you.
So when I got there, just a couple Bud Lights and did bow. So yeah. I was buzzing. So I danced the whole night, something I've never done.
That's fucking awesome, dude. Yeah,
it was cool. And there was the trippy part. There was a group of Chinese guys next to us, like a group, right? Girls, guys, or whatever. But we asked them to take a picture of us. So we asked a specific guy. It's like, hey, can you take a picture? Yeah. He had a drink. He gave it to another guy. And the other guy must have been like his security or something, because he was holding it all proper on his hand like this, like straight up. Instead of like holding it like you hold the cup, he put like his palm out, and the guy put his cup there, and he was just holding it there. He was like they were balling, dude. Like,
you were like with the Prince of Japan.
Exactly, dude. Like that, it was just like the guy was like just standing there, and then the guy took it off, and then they just kept dancing. And he would stand. He would stand there. He wasn't like dancing with anybody, or but just keeping an eye out on stuff. And I was like, damn, nothing's gonna happen tonight. You know?
Yeah, no, not on that dude's watch.
No, exactly. So it was trippy just to see the crowd and everything.
Yeah.
And then just to be in Hollywood. I haven't done did that for a while.
It? Did you love it?
Yeah.
Like being in that dirty,
the mixed
nasty,
crowd and
nasty sidewalk
and stepping on the stars, you know?
It's beautiful. I love it.
Then you think about it. It's like right there. We don't take advantage of it enough.
We don't.
And people from all over the world come and get on the TMZ tour and do all that cool stuff. And it's like, we haven't done any of that.
No.
We have to take advantage of that this year.
For sure.
New Year's resolution.
Speaking of which,
you have one?
I do. I have a New Year's resolution. It's kind of funny.
Well, mine's not funny. It just, you know, I'm trying to avoid watching so much stupid TV because there's a lot of it out there. I'm just going to pick the shows that I want and save them and just binge watch. Just like wake up early, late 6 in the morning, watch like 5 episodes and then just go on with my day.
Commercial free,
go on with my day.
Dude.
Be more productive for this show and for everything else in life. You know, just binge watch TV and then go on with my life.
Dude, and then I tell you, like, people say, oh, the book's always better. But cinema is fucking good nowadays.
It
is. You
know
what I mean? Well, maybe cinema means movies. I don't know. But like TV is good, dude.
TV is getting better, that I think, than some movies.
Yeah, because it's very writer-esque.
Yes.
There's a lot of good writing for that. It's not like I'm going to make a movie based on a book that's already written.
Exactly.
And then I get to portray it. It's like I'm writing for the show.
Yeah, it's like you're not making a show or an entertainment thing to try to sell to the whole world. So you have to make it that everybody knows who this person is. Like you see the superheroes, you see like big names. They have to sell the whole world
through the writing.
Do you know that in China, if you're an American movie and you're trying to get it to China, it has to be in 3D IMAX and it has to have well-known people in it. So that's why, like, you see all these movies that are based off of well-known stuff, and they're all on IMAX. They're all a 3D Rio and all that stuff, so they can sell it to them. They don't tell us that, you know? So there's no real cool movies anymore. Like,
they just want to throw it on there already so they can send it over there.
Yeah, so it's automatically. They can send it to China because 80% of the ticket sales come from outside of the United States.
So pretty much Dazed and Confused never made China.
No, never.
Oh, fuck.
That's too bad, right?
They're missing out. They're bad.
Government.
You should have brought that dude. You should have brought that dude with the bodyguard. Be like, dude, check out my iPhone. I got Dazed and Confused.
You
got
to see this movie, dude.
Followed by Strange Brew. Dude, that's wow. Yeah, but yeah, no, but there's much good TV, dude.
I mean,
there's that one, and I think it's called Blacklist with James Spader.
Yes.
And I don't want to go on a TV spiel here, but I just want, that's my example of being like, that's like the fourth thing I want to watch. That's awesome. Put it this way. The series with
called
the dude from OC, and it was on TNT with Regina King, the cops. Copland. Southland.
Great
done.
Show.
It started and it's done.
Yeah.
I missed the whole entire thing.
And it's an amazing show.
I know. Homeland's going to be done. And that's amazing.
Yeah.
The Wire is done.
The Wire,
I heard, is one of the greatest. It's probably the best TV series ever, like, written, created, everything. Like,
I just started that, too.
Are you watching The Wire?
Yeah.
I'm so behind, bro. I am so behind. And the fucking, like, it's just, and I got to do it now, dude. I got to do it now because Dodgers play 162 games and I end up watching
the
Dodgers
the next 10 years.
Or, like, you know, it's like I watch it every day, and the Lakers, and, like, there's a lot. So, when you say I want to binge TV, like.
Yeah. Binge watch.
It's binge watch TV. It's not like you're freaking watching, I don't know, like, oh God, like.
Like that commercial.
Like that commercial.
The dog commercial.
Or just randomness. So I get you on that. That's your resolution.
Yeah, be more productive and just, I like watching TV.
What do you
want
to watch? What are you looking ahead to watch now that you're going to be on a binge watching?
I'm going to save up Game of Thrones to you have like 5 shows. So just watch them all. Because then because then that week passes and you forgot what happened the last week or,
Yeah.
And then Mad Men, Walking Dead. that little show called Walking Dead. You know, nobody knows about it.
A little biggie.
The little show. Just catch up on old series. So I got that Amazon Prime. And it's like their own Netflix thing. They have their own shows.
Now, for our listeners, what is Amazon Prime?
Amazon Prime is like it's a membership. It's like, it comes out to like $86 a year. So if you order stuff on Amazon, it's free shipping, 2 days free shipping. Then they also have a Kindle that you can borrow books. So if you can read them, so you don't have to buy them. Nice. They have only certain books. But also they have like their own style of Netflix where they have TV shows and movies. And so you can catch up on Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, nice.
You catch up on, that's where I'm watching The Wire. So all these old shows or new movies and all kinds of stuff that I have pre-programmed already to go watch. And,
beautiful.
And then just to binge watch, you know, so just binge watch.
I'm jealous of you.
Yeah,
right now,
6 a.m. I'm gonna start waking up.
Wait, can I come over?
What you doing?
Hey, we can watch it from like 5 to 8, and then I can come make it home before Robin wakes up.
And right? You never get in trouble right there. And you can move on with your day, go get your workout on.
She's gonna find lipstick on my collar, and she's like, did you plant that lipstick on purpose to make sure, like, to make me think like you're with another girl when you're really at Alfonso's house?
Watch a TV? Yeah, man, I'm really excited
about
that.
There's a lot of good TV. All right, cool. That's awesome. Well, my New Year's resolution is kind of, all right. So what Robin got me, she got me an Alesis drum machine.
Alesis drum machine.
Yeah, so Alesis is the brand. It's kind of like the standard. It's like it's like a standard. You know how they always say that like first doesn't always mean the best?
Yeah.
Well, it's a first. Okay. But I love it. It's a drum machine. It's kind of like old school. A lot of good albums they've used this. I mean, tons. I could go into that. But anyway, I got a little drum machine. And so it hasn't arrived yet.
So how does that work, dude? Like, is it like when they say drum machine, does it just have drum noises? How does it work? How are you going to use it?
So you think of a time signature, right? And you put a tempo or whatever. So like, say you push like boop. So then it's going to go boop, 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 boop.
And then you can speed that up.
Yep. Or you can keep it, right?
Yeah.
And then you keep it and you loop it. So then after that's going on, then you put like cymbal. And then you loop that and then you go. And then I only have one mouth, so I can't fucking put both together.
Come on, beatbox.
And I go. And you can do that on it, but you can't do the but you can do the, like, you know what I mean? So you can put like you got like a kick drum, a snare, and then you can also synthesize it, and it's you can plug it to other things in your computer or whatever. But it's just a drum machine. So you just, what a drum is, like electronic stuff, you can do that.
Okay.
Which is cool. So she got me that because I wanted that. I was like, dude, I need a drum machine, because if you look around, I got guitars and I have a bass. I have a drum. I can't even play the drums. I mean, I can play like Louie on the drums. That's about it as far as my drum skills go. So I asked her for a drum machine. And so here's my resolution. It's January, recording time right now. This is January the 2nd.
Hey, this is recording. So
this is the 2nd of January, I think. All right.
The 3rd.
The 3rd. All right. Damn, that's one more day gone. All right. My New Year's resolution is to get this fucking drum machine. And to make an album with, because, you know, here in the Long Beach area, I just want to create an album called Shore Sessions Volume 1.
And nice.
And have whoever the fuck wants to come in here and record. Obviously, we have recording equipment because we record a podcast.
Yeah.
And, you know, with this stuff. And, you know, I might have to pick up more things along the way. But I want to create that album. I mean, like, if you think of Warren G, Snoop Dogg, and Sublime, that's a big gap between now.
That was a long time ago.
Endless Summer 1, the movie, and the soundtrack to Endless Summer 1. Like, that's a long time ago between now. You know what I mean? And so
you said Warren G. Nice.
And the twins. Go ask the twins.
Go ask the twins.
So I just want to put together, and whatever kind of noise it makes, I'm not trying to get us out the ghetto because I like it. I'm just trying to make something.
But you're on the good side of Long Beach.
Yeah, it's got you. It's got you, and it's got
liquor stores and bars and restaurants.
Bagger Dance, Tad Caster, Oatmeal Stout. Yeah. You're right. It's got a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
But I do want to put that out.
That's awesome. That's pretty cool.
And so I want to start with this drum machine, and I want to see how far I can get it to put an album out. Is it going to be shitty? Probably. But I still want to put it out.
That'd be cool.
So that's my resolution.
Robin, I think yours is more predictive than mine is. I need to come up with a. I need to come up with another one.
Come January and be like, why'd you buy me this?
On the Craigslist.
I'm going to be stuck with just trying to learn the beat to like Rapper's Delight or some old primitive bullshit. But that's my resolution.
So, dude, your resolution, that's awesome. I need to come up. I don't know. They never work out for me, so it's whatever.
Well, that's what I'm afraid of. They never work out.
Maybe my resolution, a really cool one, would be to go like to Colorado now. Ooh. Colorado, head up over there to drink beer.
Yeah, well, Colorado. Colorado already has an amazing beer festival.
A beer festival, huge microbrews over there. Everybody, the outdoors.
Goddamn Broncos.
The Broncos. My boy. But no, their new law, legal marijuana, 25% tax. You get taxed 25% of what you buy, dude. That's what? That's almost as that surpasses Southgate's sales tax
on marijuana.
On marijuana, legally, you can get an ounce. Did you know that their sales tax is 2.9?
Oh, so regular, it's low. Regular. Oh yeah, you know how you can tell? Here. Let me grab this bottle. Look at it. It says, "Is Colorado in here?" Michigan, Maine, Connecticut. I'd like to report that Colorado's not in here. Sorry.
No, but it's still it's 2.9. Still low, right? So 2.9, super low. I live in a 10% sales tax. Yeah. So,
but the weed is
the weed is 25%.
It's the first.
So
I mean, when there was alcohol, then there was prohibition.
They fucked up there.
So 25% is it's gonna get low.
It'll get lower. So they sold on the first day. They sold $1 million worth of weed
in Colorado.
In Colorado.
So $1 million worth of weed, $250,000 of tax.
In tax in one day.
Sounds smart to me if you're Colorado.
Yeah. It sounds amazing, dude.
So people are probably still in
and
line.
And then there's huge lines. There's this grandma from Chicago talking about like, oh, this I've been she was like 83 years old. She says, I went through the Depression. I went through so many wars. And this is a memorable moment. She says, right here, this I came here to see this. She wasn't buying weed. She just came to see.
What? Hey, I'm sure she's from Woody Creek, bro. I'm sure she's like from fucking Hunter S. Thompson country, dude. That's where he lived before he died.
So it's just it's amazing. She just showed up and $1 million. And then Tommy Chong was posting pictures on Instagram. And
was he in Colorado?
No, he's not. He's going there, but from what I read, he's going there, but he's not there yet.
Okay.
So he posted a meme that said something like, Black Friday, 15 people injured, one dead. Freaking Colorado's first day selling legal marijuana, zero injuries, zero dead. Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, dude. God.
Wait. So the numbers you told me, that was in the first day?
First day. First day. You know what I mean? It might slow down a little
public
bit.
Public schools are going to be made of gold.
Everybody's getting their iPad and it's free.
Hey, John F. Kennedy High School, because there's one in every fucking state. Everyone's going to have like gold on his fucking teeth.
He's going to have a statue full of gold right there. No shit. A gold statue, man. So it just, I'm digging it. You know,
that's cool. I think that's cool. You know what I love? I love the nonviolence. Do whatever the hell you want to do. It's cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't hurt nobody.
Yeah. I love the nonviolence. That's my favorite. You know what? You can argue, you can sit and talk. The thing is, you ever had a toothache?
Yes.
It hurts, right?
Hell yeah.
I don't like toothaches. I fucking hate toothaches. Man, getting your ass beat or shot or like fucking like just jumped. Violence sucks. Pain sucks. So like if you can just like avoid that, then that's cool. So to me, I'm all for it.
I agree. With that, I say we go to break real quick.
Oh, you want to go to break? Wait, yeah. Where are you going? Where do you want to go?
Maybe I'm going to do something at the break.
I'm going to go to Colorado in my head.
He was living in a single room with three other individuals. One of them was a male and the other two, well, the other two were females. God only knows what they were up to in there. And furthermore, Susan, I wouldn't be the least bit surprised to learn that all four of them habitually smoke marijuana cigarettes. Reefers.
In the morning, I smoke two joints at night. I smoke two joints in the afternoon. It makes me feel alright. I smoke two joints in time of peace and two in time of war. I smoke two joints before I smoke two joints, and then I smoke two more.
So I was talking to your wife right before we got in and did to do the show, and
what? No, I'm just like
sorry, duh. No. I was super excited because I missed Vegas, and she told me you guys just came back from that. You didn't tell me shit about it, fucker.
We haven't talked about it. Yeah. You haven't been around. You've been in Hollywood, partying with Japanese prince. I don't even know if Japanese have prince.
I think it was Chinese, but it's okay. Hey, you know what? I didn't ask his name, but okay. I think they were really Chinese. It's cool.
Okay, Chinese.
So you went to Vegas,
dude,
huh?
Vegas. I went to Vegas. Oh, dude, Vegas was dope. Here's the only reason why. Because I've been to Vegas a bunch of times.
Wait, what's Vegas up, is up? Always dope, right?
Vegas is incredible. By the way, I'd like to report, Vegas is still dope. So,
end the show.
End the show, done. But it wasn't the summer. It was the week before New Year's. All the goddamn DJs playing all over the world, everywhere. Not that weekend.
It's like, oh, you always get the good stuff at Vegas. You know, everybody comes over here. Not that weekend.
No EDC.
It's style.
Yeah, exactly. No nothing. But I'll tell you what, it's the weekend to go. It is the weekend to go. I can tell you one thing that I forgot to tell you was they all have Black Friday sales. So we did all our Christmas shopping in Vegas.
That is awesome.
And everything is like 70 and below percent.
I never thought about that. That is, you just blew my fucking mind.
And guess what else? What? You can drink at the malls. Dude, I bought a parlay that day, 5-team parlay. And then Rob's like, let's go. After that, we went to go shopping, dude. It was like, everything's like, and by the way, the crowd, no one's there. It's like a normal day, like there's no, it's not crowded, blah, blah, blah. So Everyone's paying attention to you. And then like we heard, and the only reason I say this is because we went to more than two shops, more than two stores that they said we're having this sale is like Black Friday or better because It's the slowest weekend of the whole entire year.
Wow, you just blew my mind.
I mean, even Passover has better numbers than freaking the week before New Year's, dude. Like, so so we went, and it was like...
Was it just a getaway, or just...
Robin got an email from the Hard Rock, stay at the Hard Rock for cheap, dirt cheap. And she's like, we should go. And I was like, well, all right. And you know, since we've been married, we haven't been in a honeymoon. So I was like, all right, frig it. And so we went. And so whatever, we got a room. Okay, so it was windy and there's no pool.
Yeah.
That's fine. All right. That's bad. Okay, that's cool. That's one thing that's not good. But yeah, we got a really sick room. Wow. And then we just partied and we hung out. We went to the bars. And, you know, we're more bar people anyway than like club people. And so we went to a bunch of bars and there's still people there. But so that day when we're going to go shopping, Christmas shopping, we're like, let's pick up a couple things. Because it's Vegas. This might be expensive. Dude, we went to the, what's that called? Planet Hollywood, the mall there. Hollywood. Like
that Mile Mall?
Mile Mall. Yeah. Dude, everything was on sale, man. Wow. And we just freaking walked around. I was just like just drinking. Robin walked into Sephora and then she was like, dude, I'll try to be quick. And so I was like, I'll wait for you outside. Then I found a beer garden place. I started drinking and watching the football game. I walked back into Sephora and said, hun, Take your time.
Please take your time.
I'm fucking watching the football game. Like,
and
I'm
after you're done, take some more time.
Take some more time. I was drinking away watching college football, dude.
That's awesome.
It was. I probably want to do that every year.
Yeah.
I got all my Christmas shopping. You know what? Cerritos Mall, there was some shorts that I saw that I wanted to buy as a gift. $65. And the same shorts in Vegas at the Miracle Mile, whatever, with beers in hand. Dude, they were like $40 or $39.
That's awesome. We got to do that. I got to do that.
It is freaking amazing. So that's one of the things that I love. And I was like, man, we should do this all the time.
That and Omaha Steaks.
And Omaha Steaks, baby. Yeah. Thank you for that, dude. The second thing was we saw the Jabba Walkies. The Jabba Walkies.
You did?
Freaking awesome.
They are. Really? They're awesome? Because I saw them on TV, and they were awesome on TV, but they're amazing.
Live. And then here's the thing. If you guys are going to go see Jabba Walkies, don't let the theater, like when you buy the tickets online, don't let it scare you. That second level is really not a second level. It's an extension of the first level. Every seat, that it's small. I mean, pretty much where we are recording right now is like, it's barely bigger than this. Like, it's a small theater. So
What hotel is it at?
Luxor.
Oh, Luxor. Yeah. Okay. In the back, right?
What's that?
In the back, like way in the back?
Yeah. Dude, I remember one time me and Robin, you and your mom, we had shots in Luxor.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Upstairs.
A long time
it's
ago,
TNA.
Upstairs. Yeah. So it's right around the corner right there.
Okay, cool.
But if you're going to go see Jabba Walkies and don't like buy the cheapest tickets because it's all in a maze. It's all close. It's the same. Like, dude, we were going to pay $25 more per seat to sit like on the next level over, which was like we were like five rows away from the end of our thing, and then it was going to be like five rows from the end of the next level because there's only two levels. Dude, it was only 10 rows away. It's not like level, like it escalates your high.
It's not like a Coliseum machine,
yeah,
right?
No, dude. Buy the cheapest ones. It's right there. And it was awesome, dude. Remember those albums? They had like 6 or 7 tracks, but with a lot of fill-ins.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, the intros and fill-ins.
And the fill-ins were cool.
Yeah.
But the tracks are what you wanted to listen to. Well, that's kind of what the show is. There's like, you fuck around and those numbers are entertaining, but there's like a solid 5 or 6 numbers that they do that are like, oh shit. Like even just one number's worth the price of admission. Those motherfuckers are awesome. The sound. And the way they do in the stage, the way it goes about the way it goes, like, it is a fucking show. It is amazing.
So, have you
like,
been to a Cirque du Soleil show?
No, we were thinking about doing that. There's like 18 of them now. Like Cirque du Soleil.
So I was wanting to see if they were like comparing.
Gallagher, like Cirque du Soleil meets, I don't know, Beatles. One, I don't even know. There's like In the Water, In the Land. I've never been to any of those, but I have seen them on Bravo. I can tell you Cirque du Soleil is there's more money involved in that production.
Okay.
I mean, there's a lot of things going on. Jabba Walkies, a bunch of dudes that can dance, sick ass audio. If you like that, and if you like that type of music that they dance to, great. It was great. It was awesome, dude.
It's worth it.
Yeah, it was worth it.
And I sort of, before we started this, you said something about Parlay.
I promised Robin that whole time before we were going to go. I'm like, if I went to Parlay, because we were there for 3 nights, and I said, I'm going to play 3 parlays, $20. If I want one parlay, you know, I'll spot you the tickets. And Friday, I hate the Rockets because they freaking didn't cover, so I couldn't buy the tickets. But Saturday was a show. So I go, you know what? I got enough in the Vegas fund.
Vegas fund.
So far, we're going to be eating like freaking, and we're going to go to Terrible's gas station after this. But, you know, she really wanted to watch it. And I was down for that. So we went, but I paid a parlay that week, and I freaking 2 bowl games, 3 NBA games and the Houston Rockets. And I love them now. And they freaking covered. They all covered. $20 made me $400.
Damn.
Plus my 20.
Plus your 20?
Plus my 20. Oh, shit. It was amazing. Dude, the thing was I couldn't tell because the last game was Lakers at Golden State. And it was during the show. You had to turn your cell phones off and everything. And then the show is incredible. And I was like, oh, my God. Because I had won 4 in a row. San Diego State covered in the morning while Robin was at Sephora. Louisiana Lafayette was winning. They ended up covering. I picked the Rockets again because they're a better team than I think, and they ended up covering, and then the Bulls covered, but it was down to one game.
How were you able to walk into go see the Jabberwockies and enjoy it while you had one game pending? How did you do it?
Or how to try not to forget it? It's Jabberwockies is that good of a show. Oh, but no, shit. But in the back of my head, I was like, oh my God. But, you know, you try to talk yourself out of it. So when that game doesn't cover and Vegas wins again, you're like, ah, it's supposed to happen.
Well, the fix is in.
The fix is in. You try to talk yourself out of it. And so, so the Jabberwockies ended. It was a great show. Robin had to go to the bathroom. So she walked out to the bathroom. I put my phone. I turned it back on right away. And I'm like, all right, here we go. And I had picked the spread was Golden State to beat the Lakers by 12 points. That's a big spread, 12 points.
And that's hating the Lakers. Who? What are you doing?
And the Lakers got fresh legs. So even though they're going to lose every game, they're not going to lose by 12. Things are going to happen. Yeah. So they're going to get blown out. And I picked the Warriors, dude. And the Warriors won by 16.
Man.
I was freaking stoked, dude. I was just like, right when she came out, I'm freaking like, fist pumping Kirk Gibson style, dude. I already bought a beer with like
money. I'm surprised you weren't doing the Jabberwocky moves out there.
Yeah, exactly. And I hit a 5-team parlay, dude.
Wow.
San Diego State, Louisiana, Lafayette, Bulls, Rockets, and Golden State Warriors. All freaking won and covered $400.
Wow.
Done. I was like stoked. Guess how long that lasts.
In Vegas, like a few hours.
Dude, that was gone. That was done because the Jabberwocky tickets. I got to replace that money. I had $200. We watched football the next day. That was gone with the appetizers and.
Were you looking for homeless guys to take their money, like in freaking Half Baked?
Yeah,
on a date.
Pretty close. for those of you guys who follow my my Facebook or on my Facebook, like I was like Casino Royale, baby. It's like, who wins a parlay and goes to Casino Royale? Someone who's in Vegas. That's what happens. But the fix, man. What do you mean the fix?
Dude, I just think that sports, this might get me in trouble.
Whoops.
But I think sports are fixed, man. I mean, it just always seems that something is in Vegas's favor. You know, it's just the numbers or the calls. You know, some of those calls are BS. I mean, everybody can say it. Even if it's your own team, you can sometimes say, damn, that's a bad call.
Have you, like, what do you mean? Like, did you hear someone on the radio? Have you read anything that made you start, like, or led you to believe that? Or is that just from your own TV watching experience? Or did it all make sense when someone said that?
You know, you start, from your own experience, you start seeing stuff. And then you start reading people talking about it. And so you're like, oh, I'm not the only one. And then there's, like, this book called The Fix. The Fix is in. And then just this guy's talking about it. And old games. And then the NBA players, the NBA referee getting caught cheating.
World Cup.
And the World Cup getting, like, their whole thing getting caught.
Crime syndicate, huh?
It just, you know, it just starts coming out. People start getting caught slipping.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, well, why would it stop in this sport? Why wouldn't NFL have it?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they have the fix? You know, it's just so much money. $8 billion in sports or more. And this doesn't cover just in gambling.
This isn't gambling, which is more. And yeah, let's face it, everyone who here plays fantasy football for money, not in here, but like the majority of people play fantasy football for money. Who gambles? Parlay cards. I mean, I used to have a blue collar job in a warehouse, man. Money gets passed around for bets and things like that. Bookies still exist.
So it just feels that, you know, it's entertainment. And if it's entertainment, it's like WWE. People still watch it.
Yeah.
So if it's entertainment, that's cool. But once money starts, nobody bets on WWE.
Nope.
You know, so it's just like, if it's entertainment, it's entertainment. But these guys, it just seems like the fix is in. Are you going to gamble in the playoffs?
Here's something, speaking of the playoffs. No, I'm not going to gamble because there's nowhere for me to gamble. But speaking of the playoffs, it just led me to think about the other day. Like, you know how guys are always like, oh, I want to be with a chick that's like one of the guys. Why can't a chick be like, man, if I can find a chick that's down with like what I do, then like that'd be perfect. Why do chicks are chicks? Why can't they be like one of the guys? I started thinking about it the other day because, you know, it's bowl season and football, and let alone Christmas and New Year's. And I'm sitting there on the couch drinking, watching a football game. Actually, watching my second football game. And I'm sitting there, right? My girl's like, you know, girls like this. I don't know why, but girls like to make ornaments. Girls like to keep things clean. Girls like to make things festive for the occasion, right?
Yeah.
Guess what? I like it too. I like it. If there's a Christmas tree, I like it. If there's a really cool decorated Christmas tree, I like it. If there's awesome gifts wrapped, I like it. What I don't like to do is get a Christmas tree, wrap or decorate a Christmas tree, put gifts together, like little baby Jesuses all over. I love that stuff. I just don't have the energy to do that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I'm sitting there watching my second game of football, and the living room looks amazing. And, you know, every now and then, she's like, well, what's the score? Or what's the game? I'm like, oh, you know, oh, watch it. I tell her, come here, you got to watch this. You got to watch this. That's awesome. She's interested in the game. She's invested in the game. But she's got more important shit. Like, what are we going to eat for dinner? Or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So dudes are like, oh, man, I want one who's like just one of the guys. And I started thinking to myself, I'm like, I could never want, I remember wanting that when I was younger.
Yeah.
I could never want a girl who is one of the guys. What do I want, a girl to drink a 12-pack and burp? And fucking cans are on the floor and the house looks like my freaking dorm room. Like, that's rad. But I mean, I want more shit. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
because I'm not going to do it because I don't have the energy. I don't like to do it, but I want it. You know, one of those things like when you're like, you would always want something and your folks would say like, well, you got to work for it. All yeah. right. Well, I got to work for it. These are one of the things that you don't have to work for. A clean living room, a fucking baby Jesus and the three wise men and like, and I don't mean three wise men, like buttery nipple and fucking whatever those drinks are, like decorated stuff. It's cool. I like it. I just don't have the energy for it. But if you're with a girl who's not one of the guys, then she could put that shit together and it's awesome. But if you're a girl who is one of the guys, she'd be like farting, ordering, oh, I got you, babe. I'm one of the guys. I ordered pizza. Cool. What about the fucking, like this house? Put an ornament up. Put something up. Like, and I don't mean like that's what girls need to do. Girls can do whatever the hell they want to do.
Yeah.
I just saying, guys, beware for the girls that are one of the guys because they're going to be like you.
They're going to start looking like one of the guys.
Their feet are going to stink. They're going to burp. They're going to fucking, they probably are going to have fucking swamp ass and they're going to have their fucking, because all the Frito boats and beer and shit like that, they're going to like need baby wipes. Like, all right, then prepare for that. That's cool. So, like, to me, if you don't have one of the guys, but it's sometimes down and it's just regular into everything, but likes their thing is a little more important but different, you should probably like that. That's all I'm saying. That's my rant. That's my rant on I don't want to be with a girl who's one of the guys. I don't want a girl to pass out and throw up. I want a girl that's going to clean my throw up up. She might be mad, but it got clean. That's intuitive in a girl. Don't get a girl one of the guys, because if you get a girl who's one of the guys and you throw up, she's gonna be, what's that? Oh, that smells bleh, and then throw up too, and then pass out on you. And then you have to help clean the next day. So that's my rant on one of the guys.
And on that note, I think we are done for this year, for this day. Happy New Year. Happy Let's New do Year. This.
Show number 15 falls over. We got it. 2014. One more in the books.
Let's do this. All right, guys. You guys will see a lot of us from now on, I promise.
One more thing. Thank you for listening. Remember, Walt Fawn's show on Facebook. And leave as much as you can on there. We love your responses.
We'll keep working harder for you guys. That's it.
Rock and roll.
2014, the year.